Blog Talk Radio. For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning. This is our regular Saturday morning IMA Think and Grow Rich show, and we have some very interesting entrepreneurs that are going to be our guests this morning. We have an interesting panel from NABWIC, the Women of Business or Women in Construction. I'd like to have Ann McNeil, if she is on the line, to come on and talk to us just a second about and introduce NABWIC to our audience. Ann?
Yes, thank you so very much, Sharon, and good morning to our guests. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and a better life. And I am so excited this morning, Sharon, to share the women and a man from the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We have idea. We all have an idea for a business. And because of Think and Grow Rich and Napoleon Hill, my personal idea over 20 years ago was to pull together black women who are in the construction and related industry to encourage us to support each other and support black girls to come into the industry. But let me step back a step before that, Sharon. For those who are listening to the show and also who are members of this organization, and we're talking about the power of an idea. And when you think about how Napoleon Hill was given the idea to write this book in the first place by Andrew Carnegie and research the people in that day who were very successful, why is it that you can have people who were born with nothing and from nothing to become successful, and at the same time you can have those who are born into wealth lose that wealth? What are the principles of the philosophy of personal achievement? So for myself, when I read the book in 1979, I realized that there is a system, there is a process, and that I could use it. Leaving my corporate job and coming into the construction industry, I also realized that many of us, women in particular, black women specifically, don't look at this industry as a possibility for us. So I had an idea. And as a part of our Palm Beach Life Planners and the International Mastermind Association, I started with one sentence as a part of my strategic life plan. The next year, I added another sentence to that page. And the sentence basically said that I'd like to, you know, network with black women. The next year, I took it to another sentence and talked about identifying, in other words, starting to collect the business cards of Black women that I would meet that are in the industry. And the next year I wrote another sentence. And eventually we started gathering together, a few of us, once a month, once every 6 months. And over time, the idea of the National Association of Black Women in Construction was born. We started out first as just Black Women in Construction. And as we were contacted by many women in and out of the country, we looked at forming an organized organization. And I'm going into a little more detail, Sharon, just to share with all of our listeners that everything starts with an idea. One of my favorite McNeilism and quotes I like to share is the fact that you must have a dream to have a dream come true, and that was my dream. So that was the beginning of the National Association for Black Women in Construction, and now we are in probably, I would say, at least 7 or 8 cities across the United States, and we have 3 chapters and 4 areas that are looking at becoming chapters in the year of 2016 and definitely 2017. So, Sharon, that's a little information, a little history about the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We include all people. We don't discriminate. Women of all color, creed, men of all color, creed are also members of the organization, small businesses, large businesses, contractors, suppliers, architects, engineers, students, and we're open to everybody. And that's it, Sharon. Thank you so very much for hosting this show and also supporting the National Association of Black Women in Construction.
Thank you, Ann. That was a great beginning. And one of the things Ann said was a great way to start. The book says all achievement, all earned riches have their beginning in an idea. If you are ready for the secret for success, you already possess 1/2 of it. Therefore, you will readily recognize the other half the moment it reaches your mind, the other moment that the idea, the secret of success reaches your mind. Every one of the callers that are on the list, the people that are here to talk, had a business, either a construction business or a construction type of business, and has already gone through the list of people that are members of NABWIC or maybe members of NABWIC, and they all started with an idea. Having a business is something that takes you to a different level. You can't be average if you're going to have a successful business. You have to have a success consciousness. I'd like to direct a question to one of our NABWIC people. I think I'll start with Robin, if that's okay, Robin Donaldson. Robin, I'm going to open your mic, and I'd like for you to start and talk to us about your idea, how you came upon your idea for achievement. What your idea for business, your idea for your profession to start your business, and how you develop your success consciousness that keeps you from falling into the average. Robin, your mic is open. Okay. So maybe we won't start with Robin. Yvonne, can you start the conversation? I will open your mic. And when Yvonne and when Robin is ready, sure, our mic will be open.
Okay, my idea came, I guess I can say it was recreated once I started reading Think and Grow Rich and based on some of the information in Napoleon Hill. But the idea of being rich or just achieving a goal that I set got clearer once I read Think and Grow Rich because you narrow it down to your definite purpose. Just dealing with my definite purpose helped me to create my idea of being a business owner and just honing in on what I exactly want to do. Because sometimes for me, I did several different things. I truly can be multitasked in doing business. It's good and it's bad in itself. But when I read Think and Grow Rich and just find a definite purpose on how to hone in on what I actually do, what I like, and how much money I want to make, you know, the 6th question further on in the chapter 2, I believe it is, that ask those questions that we can answer that would take you into thinking and growing rich and actually achieving that and, you know, learning a lot and achieving a lot of what's in the Bible, what's in the book. And I just think that my idea just got better as I read the book, and it's still growing. It's a living, breathing, like Ms. Anno said, it's a living, breathing document. Not only for that, but our life is living and breathing, that we're always, as we learn, we change. As we learn, we grow. So, you know, we grow richer and we think even more. So, you know, my idea is still in, it's still in a growing process.
Very good. Well, what's interesting is that you kind of took us into the first chapter, which is mind power. And the subtopic of that is the man who thought his way. It says, truly, thoughts are things, and powerful things at that, when they are mixed with a definite of purpose, which is what Yvonne was talking about, persistence, which is one of the things that Anne talked about, and the burning desire for their translation into riches or other natural objects. It's really important that we state here that riches don't necessarily mean money. And this is one of the things that the previous chapter, the introduction, not the introduction, but the author's preface says that this book, practicing the principles in this book, will bring you riches in terms of health. It will bring riches in terms of your relationship with your family. It will be riches, physical riches of money. It will bring you what you think as you change the state of your mind, which is what Yvonne was talking about. So truly, thoughts are things. Yvonne, or if someone else would like to talk, or make sure that you press 1 on your phone. Can you talk to us about how you developed, how you could brought an instance where you brought things that came from your thoughts, your habit of thinking things into being?
Oh, Sharon, that's a good one. And I'm speaking first on that one. I had to jump on that one because it happened twice to me just this week. So I'm not even going to go back in years. I'm just going to go in the current, as I call it, for this week. I was thinking the other day about this young lady that did a paint show for my birthday, that she come out and paint this pink paint and wine. And I was thinking, oh, I would like to go to one of her shows. Just, I didn't say it out loud. In my spirit, I said it and I thought about it. The next day, which was Wednesday, I thought about it Tuesday, Monday. Wednesday, she called me and said, hey, Yvonne, I was just thinking about you. You know, I'm having a show tomorrow night, Thursday, at this restaurant, and they're going to have live jazz. Why don't you be my guest and come on out and just, you know, you've been a blessing to me in different ways during the time. You know, won't you come on out and be my guest? So I went out Thursday night and was her guest. And on the way there, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, so I'm on the west side. I'm driving to the beach, which is like 45 minutes. I said, oh, I'm this close to the beach. I need to go to the beach. I haven't been. That night, I'm sitting in the event. I got a call to have an assignment for the next morning at 10:45 to go to Jack's Beaches to do a closing or to do an appointment there. And I was just like, wow. That morning I thought, I looked at the address again. I said, wait. I said, Lord, you're funny. I said, here I am thinking about something. Never said these two things. And back to back, they came into fruition. And I'm just thinking how powerful just the little things that we think of. You imagine the big things that we could think of. But just the desire to do something that the Lord can say, okay, wow, I'm a blesser with that. And if you don't, What makes it even more greater and what makes it even more into reality is that now that if you have to recognize that you took the time to think about it, you recognize that it was brought into your existence because you was blessed to have that, or blessed that he gave you that thought. One, blessed that he even brought it to you, and blessed that you need to recognize who gave you that, all in the same thing. So it was just a powerful 2 days for me and just that. And I'm just like this morning sitting like, okay, what's next? So when you think about it, it happens. And you have to believe and receive that for it to continue.
That was a good example. Now what we're going to do is go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the idea, you know, when you start a business, it is easy to quit. It is easy to be overcome by defeat. I want maybe someone to come on and talk to us about the one time that they have been overcome by defeat, but what they did to be able to succeed. All right, let's go to commercial, and then we'll come right back. Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back. On page 4, the book says, there is no such thing as something for nothing. For us to be able to succeed, we have to develop that mind of success consciousness. That mind that knows that we know from the depths of our soul, from the bottom of our feet, from the top of our head, that we will succeed. That we bring thoughts, we understand thoughts are things. Yvonne Johnson has already told us that as we think, we pull things to us. Now, you can think on positive things. You can think on successful things. Or you can allow temporary defeat and negative things to fill your mind. I see that Katina has her hand raised. I'm going to open her mic, and if she would, maybe she can address this next idea of the idea of overcoming temporary defeat. Katina, your line is open.
Yes, good morning. Katina McClinton. Fresh Start Development is my business. Been in business for 11 years. I came in the industry in 2001. I was flipping homes, doing great. You know, the market was up. So the market crashed on us. So I was defeated. Didn't know what to do. In the interim, I did get my license in 2007, but when 2009 came, I was looking to see how I was going to pay bills because the money wasn't rolling in like it was usually rolling in. And I was calling people, hey, you have any work? I also had my mortgage broker license as well, so mortgages were dead. So I actually went and got a job at Chase. As soon as I went and got a job at Chase, my phone started ringing again. So I got fired from Chase for answering the phone and also telling people the truth about their mortgages. So I ended up turning my negative into a positive by recreating my business, going out there and went and got a contract with the city of Tampa. And I held that contract for 2 years. And that led me to turn my negative into a positive, and that's how I overcame my obstacle.
Very good. Thank you. On page 11, it says that opportunity is a trickster, that it can come in. It has a sly habit of slipping in by the back door. And it often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. And that's what Katina talked to us about. Katina talked to us about what she did to turn around. I want to kind of ask one more question of you. I'd like to go back to you one more time, Katina. Every day, what did you do to keep your mind focused on success? Some people would look at the debt. Some people would listen to the news and read the newspaper and say, I am overwhelmed. I may not be able to get back on my own. it's important for people to know what you did every day to maintain that success consciousness.
First of all, praying, praying every day. And I had my children here with me at the time. They were young, so that kept me going, my kids in prayer.
Very good. You know what? Knowing that you have kids and they have deeds, that can be a great motivation. So I think that was great. Thank you so much, Katina. I see that Ann has her hand up. I'm going to open up her mic and see if she wanted to add something to the thought.
Yes,
Ann, I
Sharon.
See that your hand was up. Were you going to add something?
Yes. Yes, Katina mentioned the exam and what she went through. And I just wanted to just add my negative that was turned into a positive, somewhat similar, but for me it dealt with the passing of the general contractor's exam. And I just want to share this, encourage those who may have a desire to come into the construction industry and see the exam as an impossibility because maybe their experience is not in construction. For me, I took the test when I first got into the industry to see what it was like. I failed it horribly because I knew very little, if any, about the construction industry. And then I took my time and I studied. I failed it again. I put it off for years and years and years, focused on building a business, and then had a partner that had the license. He took his license along with some money, and I was left with having to either close the business, which depended upon his license, or pass the test myself or get someone else. I decided to buckle down, take the test, pass. Well, it took me 6 tries. And every time I failed the test, it was by 1 or 2 points, over and over and over. And Sharon, I don't know if you remember this, but we were a part of the Palm Beach Life Planners Mastermind group at the time. And I would go to work a full day, come home, go straight to sleep. After eating dinner, my husband and my children were very supportive. I would get up at midnight and study from midnight until 6 o'clock every morning, 6 days a week, and then on Sunday just stay home, and my husband helped me to learn how to do the math, how to answer the math problems, and eventually I passed the test by 1 point. My point is this, after I learned how to take the test and looking at walking through this book and learning how to take a negative and turn to a positive, because I learned to become a test taker, I was able to help the next 5 people pass the test on the first try because I found the system of learning how to pass the test. That was my short example, if you will, of turning a negative into a positive. And I really appreciate Napoleon Hill and everything he went through to help us understand that there, you know, I think Socrates or Shakespeare said, you know, there's nothing that is either good nor bad. It is our thinking that makes it so. And because of working in this book as a part of a masterminder and in a group, I just kept at it, and was just determined to pass. So those are just my comments.
Okay, very good. That was awesome. That was an awesome example. This is an awesome example of overcoming, you know, temporary defeat. And yes, it is temporary, but it would have been very easy, as in the book it talks about, 3 feet from success. Anne was just 3 feet from success, and she was able to overcome incredible odds. But fortunately, she had a husband and she had children to support her, just like Katina had children to support. I see the Robin's hand is up. We're going to open your mic, Robin. And you're ready.
Hello. Sorry about earlier. I just wanted to comment on Katina and Miss Ann. Really, where Think and Grow Rich helped me would be realizing that failure is a part of my success, and then also understanding and respecting my why. Why was I doing what I was doing? And I think that mostly important is what has kept me going thus far. And also, how can I say, just investing in myself. I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Tell us how you invested in yourself. Give us specific ways that you invested in yourself that carried you through.
Okay, well, specifically, I started reading. I also went to a couple of seminars. One was Les Brown, which was very, very, very encouraging. Also, I took, I'm presently taking a couple of courses that really did help, like public speaking, verbiage, expressing myself. So those are the things that I used to invest in myself, which gave me a lot of confidence. And then with the thinking and grow rich, that just came in as to, it really put my ideas in perspective, or it gave me an outline, because now I have an idea. Now I need to allow it or have it to be that burning desire. So that's how thinking and grow rich has helped me especially in improving on myself.
Okay, that sounds good. We have 3 minutes left in the show. So this is one other point. There's like two other points that I would like to make very quickly. One is, you know what? Robin just brought up something very important. And what she said is, I started reading. Katrina said, I started reading. I know Yvonne said, I started reading. I think what's important is, each one of you, I would appreciate it if you can to give us at least one book, because we all need to have libraries. One book that was just one of the cornerstones of keeping you from slipping back into the door of defeat. Okay, Yvonne, do you know what your one book was, or several? It could be more than one.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you said several. My number one book is the Bible. I definitely keep that to learn success and to actually live life through that and learn the lessons and reread and even some scriptures all the time. My next one would be Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Okay, then if you're going to say Napoleon Hill, tell us the chapter that was most influential.
The cover. Is that a chapter? No. The cover. When I got hold of Think and Grow Rich a couple of years ago, it's been, 9, 10 years probably, open the book and just read the foreword. Then, get into all the other pages. But the desire, when just going to chapter one and just getting a desire and honing in on that desire and learning how to recognize and actually realize you have a desire and what the desire is about, and know your desire to the point that where you even desire your desire. It comes to reality. It sharpens it for you, and then it makes you pursue it and then keep going and going and going.
Good job. Now, Robin, your mic is still open. Can you tell us what your books are? We have what your books are.
Okay, of course it would be Think and Grow Rich. Also, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. What is that one? It's that I'm presently reading. It's called The Discovery of You, Unveil Your True Self, which is more or less working on my inner self. So those are the three books that of choice.
Absolutely. That is awesome. And see, you know what's so exciting is that when you talk to people, they say, I hate reading, but they don't understand the importance of reading and how it changes your mind. I think that's awesome. Let me open Katina's mic. Katina, are you still with us? Can you tell us about your books?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I thought I had pushed one. Yes, ma'am. Yes, the Bible, of course. You got to read the Bible daily. If I don't read the Bible, I go to daily scriptures on my iPhone and something like that, and I have daily messages I read that my godmother gave me, this little book for my birthday. I read those, and also Think and Grow Rich. Steve Harvey's book that he just came out with, Act Like a Success, or I forgot the name of it, I'm sorry, but Steve Harvey's book.
Act Like a Success. Okay,
and that's
That was great. Well, you know what? I'm not sure if Ann is still with us because I know Ann is a major reader also. Maybe she dropped off. Well, I think that I'm going to add my two cents in here. And, yes, I read Think and Grow Rich. Ann blessed me a couple of weeks ago because my Think and Grow Rich fell apart. And so she gave me another one. But in addition to Think and Grow Rich, I've read Prosperity by Charles Fillmore. I've read, there are some free downloads of Think and Grow Rich that have the same basis, but they all give you a little bit different in terms of interpretation. Then I've read The Law of Attraction Secrets. So each one of these in the Law of Success, we read, Ann talked about Palm Beach Life Planners, and we read as a group Zero Limits. So reading develops that mind to develop success consciousness. Because what happens when that idea of defeat comes, what happens, you are so full. You become an inward-out person. You are the person, it doesn't matter what you see. It matters what you know that you know that you know. When you come, like just about all of our ladies said that we read the Bible, that means when a success comes, when a defeat comes to them, the word comes to them that says, I know that God would have me to prosper and have good success. That's what comes up, not, oh, maybe I'll quit. 3 feet from gold. You know that your God wants you to have success. When you see something negative or someone that's average that tries to talk to you about all of the negative things that just came up on the news and in the newspaper and what so-and-so said and what so-and-so girl said, what comes rises up out of you is something that snapped with you and Think and Grow Rich. I can do it. I know the success. I know the secret. I know that I was designed for success. I know that I was designed for a purpose, and I'm not going to my grave without completing it. That's the reason why we read. That's the reason why we talk to one another. That's the reason why we reach out to these young people or old people, people that we know are trying to be the success. Because we operate inward out, not by what we see. That's the reason why we read, to build up the inner man. When Katina talked to us about losing her job, she met her other self, her higher self. She knew that she needed that paycheck, but you know what she did? Because of her higher self, she told people the truth about those mortgages. She started her business while she was getting her check. She had to jump out on her own. You can't keep an eagle from flying. Everyone has come to that brink. Everyone has come within 3 feet of success. Everyone on this call. And have made the decision to keep on going. Because either stop
for the rest of your life, you question, could I have made it? Or you keep going and you find the vein of gold. Or that little girl with the 50 cents. My mama's got to have that 50 cents. And that's what you do. You stand flat-footed until you get your money or you get your success, whatever success is for you. I'm going to thank the ladies and the man of Nabwick for coming on with us today. It's been very interesting. We still have a few minutes. Is anyone, Robin, Katina, Yvonne, the man of Nabwick, or Carrie Ann, would you like to have some final comments? Am I the only one on?
No, I'm here. This is Yvonne. I just want to say this was a great show, and I do welcome my sister and brother in Nabwick, National Community Construction, because we are a mastermind group that works together, that we live in so many different areas of Florida and throughout the United States. But no matter what, we mastermind every day on Think and Grow Rich and to help each other achieve what we said we want to do in our life. So, I welcome this program and the ladies and gentlemen that came out and those that will listen to this recording to know that whatever we do, we can't think and grow rich. And Nabwick is a great organization to help you achieve your goals and your desires.
And this is Katina. To piggyback off of what Yvonne said, you can also go to www.nabwick.org, sign up there, or call one of us and get more information on our organization. And also, no matter how devastating our struggles, disappointments, and troubles are, they're only temporary. That's Josh McDowell. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much. And with that, we are going to have an ending commercial, and we thank you very much. Remember to think and grow rich.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.